Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Daryl Sconiers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Gerber. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Pitching for the California Angels, Mike Witt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Tanner. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis bunts towards the mound. Tanner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Hill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pettis scores. One out. It's 1-0, Angels. Daryl Sconiers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sconiers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Boston chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hewlett. Hewlett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hewlett. Jackson goes all the way around to score. DeCinces moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Angels. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Angels. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Craig Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gerber scores. It's 5-0, Angels. Darryl Skonnierz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skonnierz is 0-for-1 in the game. Skonnierz takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Skonnierz goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Angels. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DeCinces is walked intentionally. Bob Fallon now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines throws the ball into Gillen, who tags Pettis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gerber moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Lo reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Skonnierz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skonnierz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skonnierz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Skonnierz reaches third base with a triple. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DeCinces is walked intentionally. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Brown now playing right field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8 to nothing, Angels. Craig Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pettis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball four. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Darryl Skonnierz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skonnierz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Skonnierz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Angels. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kittle strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Craig Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Fallon covering, for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pettis goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Angels. Darryl Skonnierz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skonnierz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Skonnierz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Craig Gerber now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Witt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Law reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Law scores. It's 11-1, Angels. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 11, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Daryl Boston now playing right field. Louis Sal Mike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Jones reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Jerry Naran now catching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 11, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Craig Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gerber hits a line drive towards the mound. Agosto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran strikes out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will Fong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Mark Hill. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball towards center. Pettis catches it and throws to first to double up Guillen. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.